Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 24th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Association of statin discontinuation in pregnancy with maternal cardiovascular health and birth outcomes, a nationwide cohort study. The study addressed a critical clinical dilemma for high-risk women requiring statin therapy around the time of pregnancy by analyzing national health data. It compared maternal, cardiovascular, gestational, and fetal outcomes between women who continued statins and those who discontinued them prior to their last menstrual period. The research provides crucial information for guiding clinical decisions on statin management during pregnancy. This data helps clinicians balance maternal cardiovascular risk with potential effects on gestational and fetal health. Article number 2. Sample size considerations to assess sex-related treatment effects. Randomized controlled trials, recognized as the gold standard for establishing treatment efficacy, frequently demonstrate a lack of representativeness for diverse patient populations, notably concerning sex. This inherent limitation leads to significant concerns regarding the generalizability of trial results to underrepresented groups. The current state shows that trial designs often fail to adequately assess potential differences in treatment effects across sexes. Therefore, specific sample size considerations are essential to precisely determine sex-related treatment effects and enhance the clinical applicability of findings. Article number 3. Foundation models for electrocardiogram interpretation. Clinical implications. Current artificial intelligence solutions for automated electrocardiogram interpretation frequently lack generalizability and adaptability across diverse clinical settings. These existing systems, primarily trained with supervised learning, demand extensive labeled datasets and often remain closed source. Self-supervised learning provides a robust method to overcome these limitations by extracting powerful representations directly from unlabeled electrocardiogram data. This approach signifies a substantial advancement for developing more adaptable and clinically relevant ECG diagnostic tools. Article number 4. Risk-weighted ApoB, a novel summary metric outperforming traditional lipid biomarkers in predicting coronary heart disease. Existing lipid biomarkers, such as low-density lipoprotein cholesterol and non-high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, incompletely capture coronary heart disease risk from all apolipoprotein B-containing lipoproteins. Apolipoprotein B alone improves risk prediction, but elevated triglyceride-rich lipoproteins and lipoprotein A can still lead to underestimated risk. A novel metric, risk-weighted apolipoprotein B, was specifically developed to consolidate the risk contributions from low-density lipoprotein, triglyceride-rich lipoproteins, and lipoprotein A into a single value. This metric addresses a significant gap in fully assessing total atherogenic particle burden for improved risk stratification. Article number 5. Pulsed field versus radiofrequency ablation for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The BEAT, PAROXAF trial. The BEAT, PAROXAF. Trial conducted a European multicenter randomized comparison of pulsed field ablation versus radiofrequency ablation. This superiority study evaluated the single procedure efficacy and safety of these two distinct modalities for patients with symptomatic drug-resistant paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The trial rigorously assessed the comparative performance of pulsed field ablation using a pentaspline catheter against radiofrequency ablation following the CLOSE protocol. This research provides a crucial head-to-head comparison of advanced ablation strategies for a challenging patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.